Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 296 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Exhibit EE, Georgia, Fulton County, State of Georgia, versus in Fulton Superior Court, Leo M. Frank. Personally appeared Leon Harrison, who being duly sworn deposes, and says that he makes this affidavit to be used on the motion for new trial in the above case. Further deposing, he says that he is not acquainted with Leo M. Frank, is not related to him, and has never seen him to know him. He says on oath that he is not personally acquainted with A.H. Hensley, but he knows that said Hensley is the party about whom he makes this affidavit. Further deposing, he says that during the month of May 1913, deponent was walking from Scherer's Lunch Place on Peachtree Saint toward Five Points, when he was attracted by a conversation between two men, one of whom was said A.H. Hensley, the same Hensley that served on the Frank jury, and whose picture appeared in the Atlanta Georgian of August 26, 1913, page 2, a clipping of which paper is hereto attached. At the time, which was shortly after the Mary Fagan murder, almost everyone was discussing the murder, and this deponent was very much interested in the matter, as was everyone else. This deponent heard the man with Hensley say to Hensley, "I don't believe Frank committed that murder. If he did, he is one Jew in a million. Not one Jew in a million would commit such a crime." And to this statement said Hensley replied in deponent's hearing, "I believe he did kill the girl, and if by any chance I get on the jury that tries him, I'll try my best to have him convicted." The above statement of Hensley was in reference to Frank's guilt of the murder of Mary Fagan. Leon Harrison, sworn to and subscribed before me, this 8th day of October, 1913. R.C. Patterson, N.P., Fulton County, Georgia.